In this bulletin, the World Health Organization warns the pandemic is accelerating, a man has been charged with the murder of a New Zealand police officer, and in sport, Football Federation Australia secures a revised broadcast deal for the A-League with Fox Sports. With the latest SBS News, I'm Jennifer Liu. The World Health Organization warns the coronavirus pandemic is accelerating as the number of new cases reaches a single-day record of 150,000. More than 8.5 million people have contracted COVID-19 worldwide, while the global death toll has surpassed 450,000. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says nearly half of reported cases were from the Americas, with large numbers in South Asia and the Middle East. Mr. Ghebreyesus urges people to continue abiding by precautions such as social distancing, mask wearing and hand washing.
The world is in a new and dangerous phase. Many people are understandably fed up with being at home. Countries are understandably eager to open up their societies and economies, but the virus is still spreading fast.
A 24-year-old man has been charged with murder following the fatal shooting of a police officer in New Zealand. Two unarmed officers were performing a routine traffic stop in the West Auckland suburb of Massey on Friday morning when they were shot multiple times by a man with a long-barreled firearm. A member of the public was also hit and injured by the offender's vehicle as he fled the scene. One of the officers later died in Auckland, while the other is still recovering with serious injuries, but in a stable condition. The man has been charged with murder, attempted murder, and dangerous driving causing injury. He will appear before the Waitakere District Court today. A United States police officer will be fired over his involvement in the fatal shooting of African-American woman Breonna Taylor. During a drug raid in March, Louisville police officer Brett Hankerson was one of three officers who shot Miss Taylor 8 times while she slept in her Kentucky home. The two others have been placed on administrative leave as the death of the 26-year-old medical worker fuels Black Lives Matter protests. Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher says he is unable to provide further details of the decision.
Chief Schroeder is today initiating termination procedures against Louisville Metro Police Officer Brett Hankerson. Unfortunately, due to a provision in state law that I very much would like to see changed, both the Chief and I are precluded from talking about what brought us to this moment or even the timing of this decision.
The Chinese government has dismissed claims it's behind sustained cyber attacks on Australian companies and institutions. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says all levels of government and education, health and essential service providers are among those targeted by sophisticated attacks from a state-based actor over recent months. Mr. Morrison has refused to publicly name a responsible party, but experts say they believe China is behind the attacks. Spokesman for China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Zhao Li Jian, says the claims are baseless and nonsense, blaming the Australian Strategic Policy Institute for fabricating the allegations.
They, the Australian politicians, blatantly exercised double standards in international affairs and engaged in political manipulations without principle at all. I want to advise the countries concerned that if they want to truly show their role in international affairs, they must learn to proceed from the right and wrong of things and make independent and objective judgments.
To sport, Football Federation Australia has secured a revised broadcast deal for the A-League with Fox Sports. The 12-month agreement will mean the pay TV network's relationship with Australian football will extend until at least July 2021. It means for the first time since 1989, domestic professional football will be played in Australia in winter. As part of the deal, Fox will broadcast the remainder of the 2019-2020 A-League season and the 2020-2021 campaign. Thus, the planned July 16 restart of the current A-League competition can go ahead. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny and 20. Adelaide showers and 14 degrees, Melbourne similar conditions 16, Hobart showers increasing 15, Canberra rain and 13, Wollongong late shower or 2, 19 degrees, Sydney partly cloudy 20, Newcastle early fog 21, Brisbane shower or 2, 21, Cairns possible shower and 26, and Darwin sunny 33. With the latest SBS News, I'm Jennifer Liu.